Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, May 29th. We are reading from Matthew's Gospel, then we'll turn over to Luke, and as is our typical custom, we will read from the Proverbs today. First, let's start with our memory verse. I think we've been able to go over the memory verse every day so far this week. Good job. I'm going to say the verse slowly and you repeat after me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain joined to me and I to you, you will bear a lot of fruit. You can't do anything without me. Lord, we take you at your word. We know that we can't do anything without you, but if we are joined to you, then we will bear much fruit. And so we pray that as we read about Jesus rising from the tomb and John preparing the way for you, Lord Jesus, and for wisdom that calls us to care for the poor, we ask that you would give us clarity about your word, give us a love for it and you, and give us joy as we read about our risen Savior. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. The Sabbath day was now over. It was dawn on the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a powerful earthquake. The angel of the Lord came down from heaven. The angel went to the tomb. He rolled back the stone and sat on it. His body shone like lightning. His clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said he would. Come and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly, tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead. He is going on ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb. They were afraid, but they were filled with joy. They ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." What a wonderful passage for us to read today. A reminder that Jesus did rise from the dead just as he said he would. I'm reminded of God's faithfulness again and again, that God keeps his word even when it seems as all hope is lost. The women went to the tomb wanting to prepare Jesus' body. But what they found there was an angel. And when they looked in the tomb, there was no body because Jesus had risen from the dead. This is such a hopeful passage for today. And I pray that the Lord would use his resurrection power in us and in situations in our midst where we need to see him at work. Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 66 are about John the Baptist being born. You remember Zechariah when he was in the temple, the angel Gabriel told him he was going to have a son, and he did not believe. And Gabriel said, "Well, I'm going to make you mute, or you won't be able to speak until the baby is born." And we get to read about that today. It's very exciting. The time came for Elizabeth to have her baby. She gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had been very kind to her. They shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to have the child circumcised. They were going to name him Zechariah, like his father. But his mother spoke up. "No," she said, "he must be called John." They said to her, "No one among your relatives has that name." Then they motioned to his father. They wanted to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for something to write on. Then he wrote, "His name is John." Everyone was amazed. right away, Zechariah could speak again. Right away, he praised God. All his neighbors were filled with fear and wonder. Throughout Judea's hill country, people were talking all about these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it. And because the Lord was with John, they asked, "What is this child going to be?" You could probably tell how moved I was as I was reading this passage. What a beautiful story about John being born as the angel had foretold. Elizabeth perhaps was upset most of her life because she was not able to have a child. And the Lord, in his good time, prepared the way for our Lord Jesus through her son, John. This is another moment of just the Lord's divine faithfulness, that God is making a way and he was preparing hearts. I loved how at the end of that passage it said, the people were amazed and wondered, what is this child going to be? And we know the rest of the story, that John grew up to be one who was a prophet and who baptized people and led them to repentance in preparation for hearts that would be open to the Messiah who was to come. Our final passage today is Proverbs 29, verse 7. Those who do what is right want to treat poor people fairly, but those who do what is wrong don't care about the poor. Let me read it again. Those who do what is right treat poor people fairly, but those who do what is wrong don't care about the poor. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Each of these passages helps us to recognize God's hand at work. God was at work in the resurrection story. He was at work in preparing the way for the Messiah, our Lord Jesus, through Zechariah and Elizabeth and the baby John. And he is at work in each of us, caring for the poor through the compassion that he pours out through us. Each of these passages also invites us to respond. Just as Mary and the others were invited to respond by going and telling the good news about Jesus being raised from the dead, we also are given this command to go and tell. Just as John the Baptist was called to be an influence on the people around him, to call them to repentance, we too are given the opportunity to gently help people along in their faith. And then finally, the Proverbs remind us that through our compassion and justice, we are responding to God's compassion and justice for us. Will you pray with me? Father, as I lift my voice in prayer, I am mindful of the many different people who are listening and praying along. So many needs that are presented, Lord, to you. We ask for your watch care, and we know that you are faithful to not leave us or forsake us. We also know, Lord, that you are faithful to give us words and to help us when we are going to say a good word for you. Help us to be evangelists like Mary and the other women. Help us to spread the news about Jesus as John did. And help us to live with compassion and justice. We pray for the sick among us. Would you, by your Spirit, heal them, Lord, we pray. And would you help us to be conduits of your love and healing words and grace. We pray, Lord, for the babies, the newborns. We pray, Lord, that those in our fellowship that are growing, that they would not only grow physically, but they would grow spiritually, emotionally, and socially. That as they grow in wisdom, that they would grow in favor with you. Finally, today, Lord, we lift to you those concerns on our hearts that seem to have no good end. And we ask by the power of the Holy Spirit and the miraculous in you that you would make a way. where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Father, for your watch care upon us. Bless and keep my brothers today, I pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.